We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brandon Kravitz back here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. And you can get it all at rotowire.com and rotowire.com/pod. Let's get you the latest headlines from today. It seems like we've reached an endpoint in any sort of negotiation between the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. As of yesterday, Lamar officially declared a trade request from the organization. He says Baltimore has not been willing to meet his request for a contract extension, and now the bidding war can begin. Thus far, the Indianapolis Colts are the odds-on favorites to land Lamar. The Colts currently hold the fourth overall draft pick, so they're not enamored with whichever quarterback will be left for them, presumably a guy like Will Levis. This would be the wise move. Expect to see rumors floating out there as it pertains to the Commanders. We've already seen them out there with the New England Patriots, the Miami Dolphins, and the Atlanta Falcons as well. Juan Soto announced himself as ready for the season opener for the Padres. Soto has an oblique injury that he's been dealing with, and he played in a B game on Monday and said after the fact that he's really excited to be healthy and ready to play on opening day. And I guess this means that any sort of issue with that injured oblique are officially behind him. Soto is the consensus pick number 13 off the board, according to our RotoWire experts. Disappointment was the common word used to describe what happened last night when Joel Embiid was ruled out of the Sixers matchup with the Denver Nuggets. It should have been the showcase of the two top MVP candidates, but Embiid wasn't able to suit up. Meanwhile, Jokic went off 25 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists. That's his fifth triple-double this month alone. Incredible. As for tonight in the NBA, six games on tap around the league. Let's get you the latest info you need to know before we head into tonight. It looks like Ja Morant will be skipping the first leg of a Memphis back-to-back on Tuesday and Wednesday sets, which will presumably result in another start for Tyus Jones, and guys like Desmond Bane and Dylan Brooks should see an uptick in usage as well. The Hornets look to be steering clear of playing most of their top guys. Gordon Hayward is listed as doubtful, Terry Rozier is out, and Kelly Oubre Jr. is listed as questionable. On the other side of that Charlotte matchup is a pretty big name to keep an eye out on. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander listed as questionable with an ankle injury. If he does hit the sidelines, that would likely result in a start from Isaiah Joe and extended minutes from Aaron Wiggins and Trey Mann. Jared Allen is listed as questionable for tonight's game for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are set to take on the Atlanta Hawks. That is due to a right groin strain, so that's one to monitor heading into tonight. Let's get you a betting pick for tonight as well, and I'm going to go towards that Hawks-Cavs game. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $1,500. The Atlanta Hawks are 1-point underdogs at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is the third game of a homestand for the Hawks. That's usually a spot where a home team has a pretty significant rest advantage. Plus, the Hawks are playing much better defense with Quinn Snyder now as their head coach. So when you couple that with what the team is already able to do on offense and the matchup problems that they create against this Cavs team, a Cavs team that could be without their best defender in the interior and Jared Allen, I think the wrong team is favored here. I'll take Atlanta +1 at home tonight. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.